Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are right now, you're feeling good. And even if you're not feeling good, trust me, it's gonna be fine and you are gonna be okay. I wasn't okay the last couple of days, but I just woke up 2 days ago and I was feeling better. And I know, yesterday, Friday, and today, Saturday. So I felt horrible, horrible. I don't know why, if it was because of my period, Mercury retrograde, if you guys believe in those stuff, or the full moon. I don't know. The full moon in Scorpio, I felt it on a different level. I just wanted to cry. I canceled one of the biggest decisions of my life. I don't know. I did so many horrible things from Monday to Thursday. And I don't wish to feel that kind of anxiety ever again. That was horrible, horrible. But anyway, I'm just a human being and I am allowed to make mistakes. So that's why for today's episode, we are going to talk about I'm having really, really horrible allergies, pollen allergies, because currently it's spring here in Europe, and I'm feeling it in my eyes, in my throat, in my nose, and it's horrible. It's horrible. I feel sick. Yes, I just realized I really had a bad week. I said horrible so many times, and I'm so sorry if I'm still like kind of sick, but yes, it's the allergies. It's really bad. But anyway, so for today's episode, we're going to talk about, are you living for you or other people? And if you are living for other people, it's time for us to change. That's not a good thing, and it never will be a good thing. It is very, very easy to get caught up in the expectations and opinions of others, especially in the world of social media. But trust me, at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. And you should not give a fuck either about other people unless they are adding a value, a good value to your life. If no, leave them all behind. Ay, por favor. I've been a saint of this for a very, very long time. Stop caring about expectations and opinions of others, because it's not helping you. It's destroying you and your mental health, your overall well-being, because you are more worried about other people's opinions of you instead of you giving that energy to yourself, fixing yourself, improving, progressing, and only pleasing yourself. We often find ourselves living our lives according to what we think will please those around us. Let's say our friends, our partners. Oh my God, this is the most horrible thing. I think if I have to experience that, trying to please my partner, oh my God, I don't know what I will do, but I never, never, ever want to end up in that kind of situation. And, you know, just rather than following your own desires and passions, you just, yeah, like seek people's approval, people's, you know, validation. It's nonsense. Trust me. And I say that to almost all the people that I talk to. Stop living your life for other people. You guys can feel how frustrated I am speaking about this, because I know 8 out of 10 people, they are so worried about what other people think. Remember, at the end of the day, Everybody is insecure about something. Everybody is going through something. Everybody has their own challenges. But now the question remains, are we truly living for ourselves or other people? Living for others can lead to a life filled with resentment and regret. We don't want to wake up one day, like in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or whatsoever, and asking ourselves, did I live for myself or other people? It is so important to remember that our happiness should not be dependent on the approval of others. And if you are in any kind of relationship and the other person or people, you know, requires you to always seek their validation for whatsoever you want to do, it's time for you to get out of that trap, because it never ends well. I know sometimes we have to please our parents, which is normal, especially if they are paying for our school, you know, our lives. Everybody is going through a different situation. So of course, my things or my principles does not apply to everyone. But if it does apply to you, please leave now. Run. Especially if it's a romantic relationship and friendships. Because with our families, we sometimes don't really have a choice but to be around them. But if these are strangers, a friend is technically a stranger, you know. It takes time for us to call someone a friend. A romantic partner will be a stranger. That's my personal belief. It takes time for us to know someone. We cannot just say we know someone by just knowing them like for a month. No. Imagine it takes us a lifetime to know ourselves, and we'll never know ourselves for truly who we are. Trust me, we'll never ever know that. That's just so impossible, because we change. Imagine if we change constantly, how much other people change. That's why it's so impossible to know someone. That's why whenever something happens and we say the things like, this person was not like this before, because people change. And sometimes we don't keep track of their changes because we are also so busy living our lives and managing our own changes in our own lives. The true fulfillment comes from following our own dreams and aspirations and also goals, regardless of what others may think. As long as we are not stepping on anyone, I don't see anything wrong with pursuing what we are, who we are, other people accept it or not, because I believe that we are going to find our tribe who will accept us for whoever and whatsoever we are. Our tribe will accept us. It is so crucial to take the time to reflect on our values and beliefs and make decisions based on what truly makes us happy. And I'm just going to insert this, that when I say what makes us happy, it doesn't mean we are constantly seeking for happiness 24/7, because life has a lot of emotions. It's not just happiness. Happiness is a trap. Just seeking happiness all the time. We should be aiming for a life full of, you know, resiliency, that no matter what comes our way, we'll always find joy in everything in our life. Even let's say you're having a bad day, buy yourself sunflowers and feel better about whatsoever you're feeling. Find joy in whatever you're wearing. Find joy in the activities that you do. My personal favorite activity is boxing and working out. I really, really enjoy it. So whenever I'm having a good day, I mean, sometimes I cancel my sessions, but when I am having my bad days, I work out, because it helps me so much with everything that I go through in my life.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I think by living authentically and staying true to ourselves, we can lead a more fulfilling and meaningful life. So ask yourself, are you living for yourself or other people? The answer may surprise you, I promise. So here are some key points to consider when it comes to living for yourself. Number one, self-awareness. Understand your own values, beliefs, and goals. Reflect on what is truly important to you and what brings you joy and fulfillment. We can use other people's lives for inspiration and learn lessons, but never ever to seek validation. Number two, setting boundaries. Learning to say no to things that do not align with our goals and values. That's why number one is very important, self-awareness. This way we can say no to people and establish boundaries that protect our time, energy, and of course, our overall well-being. Number three, self-care. Make self-care a priority in your life. And if you are struggling with this, use self-work. That's the story you have to tell yourself and not self-care. Self-work means you have to do it whether you like it or not. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being to ensure that you are healthy, happy, and of course, you are secured with whatever you are, whoever you are. Number four, pursue your passions. Explore your interests and passions and pursue activities that bring you joy and fulfillment on a daily basis. Even it's just as simple as walking. Invest time in hobbies and activities that make you feel alive and engaged. In my case, I already said boxing, traveling, reading, listening to good music, and learning how to cook my own food, going for groceries. These are the smallest things that I'm learning by living here in Europe and having a life outside my business and my traveling life. And number five, my favorite, be true to yourself, be authentic, and live a happy life based on your own definition. Embrace who you are, including your strengths and weaknesses, and strive to live in a way that is genuine and true to your core values. To summarize everything, it is very important for us to know who we are for our personal growth because we need to continuously work on our development, progress, failures, and of course, success. When we are aware of who we are, setting goals for ourselves become a little bit easier and it helps us to be better version of ourselves. We might not achieve the best version or greatest version of ourselves, and that's okay. And together with this, I just want to add that seeking support while doing all these things is very important, but only from the trusted people because we cannot trust everyone. That's the world we live in, and it's the reality of life. Remember, it's important to find a balance between caring for yourself and considering the needs of others. While it is essential, yes, to prioritize our own well-being and happiness, it is also very, very, very important to cultivate healthy relationships that contribute positively to our overall well-being. I am in the social media world, and a lot of people think it is my responsibility to please people. You know, like I should automatically assume that people know me and I should walk in public smiling at everyone. And that's like my job. And I should like keep in mind that I should always remember that people recognize me, people know me, or every time I see a Filipino looking person or Asian looking person, I must automatically assume that this person knows me. That sounds ridiculous to me because I experienced something very strange recently. So I went on a trip here in Spain, then I was just minding my own business, you know. I live in Spain. I'm so far from the Philippines. And I don't know who knows me and who doesn't know me. I'm a businesswoman. My brain is not wired to be like, oh, people know me and I should act this way, that way. And I should be always be presentable. I'm just a normal human being. I'm just a normal person who is trying to navigate my life. So a random stranger, I don't know how, find my personal email address and email address of access and started to email me that I'm a snob and I should live a very shitty life, low life in Madrid. I am not rich. I'm just telling people that I'm rich or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, or whatever you are, whoever you are, I am not here to please everyone. I am not here to please you. I don't even know what your expectations of me are. And I don't even care if I'm being honest. I don't care about the expectations of people because I know I'm a good person and I've worked so hard on it. But it doesn't mean I go around smiling at strangers that I don't even know because I'm not a creep and I'm not a people pleaser, you know? Yeah, so that was just an example that I wanted to share just because my business is like online and it has gotten so big. I don't assume that everybody knows me. I don't assume that just because if I have an encounter with a Filipino, Filipinos know me. No, I never had that thought. I've always like aligned myself that I am just Anjali. Access travel is access travel, but I'm just Anjali. And I'm just like everyone else, you know? There is a stranger and I don't go around smiling at strangers because that's what normal people does. We don't go around smiling at everyone, right? Because we mind our own business. So I was just doing the same thing when I was on the trip. So I personally have nothing to do with what people think of me. It's their own private matter. And my private matter, my personal matter is I continue to become a good person based on what works for me, my values, and my standards. That's it. That's it. So that was an example that I wanted to give that you cannot please everyone. We are not in this world to please everyone around us because that is impossible. So that's all for today's episode. Please don't forget to follow us on our Instagram account, Life in Progress PH, and my TikTok, Anjali Dab. And I'll see you on the next episode of Life in Progress. Ciao, adios! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dab. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dab. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.